How do you feel about, you and I have had a conversation before about like when you go out for dinner and there's a group of people and you split the check. Like I had a friend in from Los Angeles today and, you know, we just split the check. Like we just put two credit cards down. It's never an issue. Mm. You know, whatever I eat, we usually eat the same stuff. Like we both had salads, like whatever. And it was just split it easy, whatever. But I have a friend that says, if you can't afford to go out to dinner, you shouldn't go. Like if splitting the check or if it's going to be an issue with paying, then you just shouldn't go to begin with.
Mm.
But I don't think that's, I think that's wrong because for me, it's not about what you eat or how much you eat or where you eat. It's about the company. Like, I don't care where I go with somebody. I just want to sit there and talk to them.
It's experience.
You know? It's the experience of being with them, of seeing, like my friend is in from Los Angeles only for a couple of days. So I could have just sat on a park bench with him. It didn't matter. He just had to have lunch. So we picked a place, you know,
mm-hmm.
But I always got screwed for years when I used to spend summers at the beach with my friends. We would take a house together and we would just, you know, go out. But I've been a vegetarian my whole life. Plus I don't drink alcohol. So especially out at the beach, they get like a bottle of wine, they get champagne, they get vodka. Back then it was Cosmos. Everybody was drinking everything and they would eat steak and they'd get an appetizer. And I would sit there with my little sad salad. Occasionally I'd get a Diet Coke, you know, so, and then at the end, the check would come and they would count heads and they'd be like, okay, that's $120 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I had a salad and a Diet Coke. Oh, it all evens out. Well, not for me. It's never going to even out. I'm never going to have steak. I'm never going to have alcohol. It will never even out for me. So I got used to going in and saying to the waiter, I need a separate check.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to be a dick, but I didn't have a choice. So it was always a problem. But now that we're older and we go out with couples, you know, I have this one couple friend that they pay and then next time they want us to pay.
Right.
That kind of makes sense to me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could pay this time, we pay next time. But yeah, this one friend of mine is like, listen, if it's a problem, just don't, you shouldn't be going out to dinner.
Well, that's the same way if you look at having a kid. A lot of people say, if you can't afford a kid, don't have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
So if that was the case, there would be no kids born.
Right.
Because there would never be a time in my, because I'm the cheapest bastard ever. So there's no time in my life where I'm going to say it's a good time to have a kid because I'm going to say I can't afford it.
Right.
So if you said I couldn't go out to dinner without being able to afford it, then I would never go out to dinner and I would always eat at home.
No, but people's complaint about me was always like, well, if you're only going to have a salad and Diet Coke, then obviously you can't afford to go out to dinner. So why are you here? It's like, no, I can afford to go out to dinner. I just don't want to pay for your dinner.
Mm.
It's not a question of what I can afford. It's a question of the principle, like what's right.
Yeah, there's a
whole
Friends episode about that where, you know, Joey gets a water in a sugar packet. And then when they separate the bill, he's like, well, no, I didn't. I had water in a sugar packet. That was like a dollar. So, yeah, I think it should go either one of two ways. Because I used to go out to lunch with friends all the time when we worked at that one station.
Right.
And so one person would pay. The same three people would go out on Thursdays and we would go to Cabo Fish Taco. And we knew 1 week Billy would pay, 1 week I would pay, and then so on. Mm-hmm. So that's how we worked it out. We just knew, all right, it's my turn now. We didn't even talk about it. We just knew I was up that time.
Well, I got dicked over this one time. So I had this friend who she loved to go to whatever the place was, wherever the celebrities were going, wherever the paparazzi was going to be. Like she wanted to be seen. I mean, she was in radio. No one gave a shit about her, but she fancied herself in that realm. She was like, you know, well, if the cameras are here, I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I would go with her because I wanted to hang out with her. You know, she was like a big sister to me and she was sort of like, you know, like one of my mentors and whatever. So I would go to restaurants with her, but ones where like you'd have to wait an hour for a table, sometimes more. We would wait an hour for a table. She would go up and she would say, you know, so she would keep bothering the hostess. You know, are we getting close? You know, that kind of thing. How are we doing now? Mm-hmm. Where are we on your list? It's like, she'll come to, I've been a hostess. When it's your turn, somebody will let you know. Nobody forgot about you. You're good. And she would wait an hour and a half for a table, and we'd get to the table and they would hand us this menu with like all the food and the appetizer. Can I get you guys started on something? No, I'll just have a decaf. And that's all she would have the whole meal.
Mm-hmm.
Just a decaf. She would wait an hour and a half to get into the restaurant to say she was at the restaurant, to potentially be photographed at the restaurant, to see if any celebrities showed up that she can talk about on the radio the next morning at the restaurant. And she would just have a fucking decaf.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I wait an hour and a half. I'm having a meal. Like, I'm eating.
Right. So she couldn't afford it, but she wanted to go out anyway.
But don't you think, like, think about that. You're wasting a seat and a table. This poor waitress who makes her money on the table turning over and knows there's a line of people back there who are going to have more than a decaf. It's one thing if you said to them, listen, I'm just having a decaf, but I'm going to tip you.
Go sit at the bar.
As if I'm having a full meal. And she wouldn't. So she would pay like, you know, $4 for her decaf and then like, you know, $2 tip. So there's your, you know, you got $6 out of her.
Yeah, no, go sit at the bar or somewhere else. Don't take up a table.
Right, right. I thought that was so, it was. And she would do it to me every time, me like a sucker. I'd be like, no, tonight's the night she's going to eat.
But never we're going to see celebrities and I'm getting a steak, damn it. And she still gets a coffee.
Right, yeah, wacky.